Welcome to the J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM, KCII. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News. On today's program, we're speaking with Lindsay Bauer, Executive Director for the Fairfield Arts and Convention Center, about their summer outdoor concert series. So it's called the Summer Outdoor Concert Series. Can you tell me when and where these concerts are going to be held?
This is our third annual Summer Outdoor Concert Series. Concerts take place right in front of the center on 200 North Main Street here in Fairfield, and they are free to attend. They begin at 7:30 on every other Thursday night starting this week on the 29th.
All right, and you had said that there's no charge, which is awesome. How is it that you're able to swing that and put these shows on for no charge?
We have some pretty amazing sponsors and donors. Iowa State Bank is a big supporter of ours, as is Alex Kessel's Farm Bureau Financial Services Agency. Century Insurance, Gamroth Doyle Insurance, and the Jefferson County Health Center are all on board making sure that this happens every summer and that it stays free. We're pretty passionate about making sure that the music is free when we can. Of course, nothing is ever free, so we need to make sure that it's covered somehow, but we love doing this in the summer. If you haven't been, it is a pretty amazing experience to see the street full of dancing.
And who are some of the artists that people will be dancing to and listening to this summer?
Well, we have a pretty strong commitment to trying to support local artists and Iowa artists in particular. So our summer series features entirely Iowa-based or Iowa-born artists. We get started this Thursday with a local guy, a fan favorite here in Fairfield. His name is Jonas Magrum, and he'll take the stage with a bunch of his extremely talented musicians. And they cover American jazz standards. It is the classiest night you can imagine out on the street. When Jonas sings, he sounds like Frank Sinatra, and they are bringing the king of class to us this Thursday night, so that's going to be fun.
Sounds like a bit of an old soul, so to speak.
It is like you want your top hat, your shiny shoes, and I don't know, maybe a deck of cards in your pocket.
And as we start looking into July, who are some of the artists lined up for the next couple shows?
On July 13th, we're partnering with Classic 96 Live on the Square and bringing in Pieta Brown, who is an Iowa fan favorite, not just in Iowa, though. Her fame is nationwide. She's got a sound that's almost hard to describe. It sounds like backwoods country mixed with folk, but this sort of ethereal quality and beautiful songwriting makes her just a powerhouse. She's featured, she's a favorite in Minnesota at the First Ave venue up in Minneapolis. She's huge at the Hancher, at the Englert in Iowa City, but she really does know how to bring it. I'm really excited. I've wanted to book Pieta since I moved to town 3 years ago, and we just weren't able to get something in the works. So I'm thrilled that finally we have her on the schedule. That's going to be a really big night. We expect that to draw crowds from pretty far away. So I'd say grab your lawn chair and get here early for that one. You're not going to want to miss it.
And while some people may not be familiar with all of the local artists, there are a lot of people who are familiar with The Voice TV show. And I understand that one of your other performers was a contestant on that show.
Yeah, we close out the season on August 10th with a band called the Feel Right Band. They're based out of Des Moines. Their lead singer, Shireen Callister, has a set of pipes I can't even describe. And she was a top 12 finalist on The Voice in 2018. You might recognize her from there. She knows how to make every song a party. I mean, she's just so impressive. They cover all the songs you already know. They put a little bit of an R&B twist on some of them, and some of them they keep classic, but 70s, 80s, 90s, pop songs from today, they cover it all.
Well, Lindsay, I think the word that you used that perfectly encapsulated this is party, and your enthusiasm for this is only making me want to go even more. Is there any other additional information people need to know? You had mentioned bringing your own chair. Outside of that, is there anything people should be aware of?
Yeah, bring your own lawn chair. We'll have a beer garden out front so you can snag a beverage if you like. Also, there are tons of great restaurants in downtown Fairfield within walking distance of the party. So grab some takeout, bring your lawn chair and your dancing shoes and all the people you like and be ready for a good time. We also, some people may not be aware, we opened Cinema Fairfield in the Fairfield Arts and Convention Center just this past fall. So I know Washington has this amazing, amazing movie theater. We're not trying to compete with that. But if you are looking to add some more to your visit to Fairfield, we show movies at the Fairfield Arts and Convention Center most nights that we don't have a live show. We're also showing matinees for kids at 12:30 Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays throughout the summer.
Anything else you'd like to add before we close up?
You can always learn more about what we're doing by checking out our website at fairfieldacc.com or following us on Facebook.
That was Lindsay Bauer joining us on today's J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about the Fairfield Summer Outdoor Concert Series. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News.